We're going to have a yarn with a young fellow who actually designed the T-shirts for the NAIDOC T-shirts. And his name is Rocky. How's it going, Bruce?
Yeah, good, cuz. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, so the shirts. I noticed we've got the 2017 shirts. You want to explain a bit about your design, Bruce?
I had to search for something that no one else is really doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like my own style, because, you know what I mean? Like, I try to sort of take it back. Like in the Goannas, I sort of use a lot of shapes and that, and sort of try to go a little bit old school because, you know, like, you know, that's traditional. Traditional paintings, is, you see a lot of it as symbols and shapes and stuff like that. So I try to sort of take a, you know, took a little bit out of that, you know. And, yeah, so, but, you know, I had the, I put the blended background behind it first. Like, I changed my mind about six times on that painting. That's why it looks the way it does, you know. I had the, first it was blended and I just had the two goannas and I thought, nah, it sort of, I wanted a little bit more out of it. So then I sort of, you know what I mean? I filled in the rest of the background and then sprayed the paint on it to make it look like the stars and the sky and that. And then put a couple, put two water holes in it. Like, that's just sort of to represent, you know, mainly from where I'm from, like Shep and Maroopna. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, look. Like, and, you know, you got the rivers, like, the, to me, like, when I look at that, that's the Goulburn River, you know, like, and sort of, when I done it, I sort of, the Goannas was sort of just, I don't know, probably symbolic of, like, the time I spent with my father, sort of, just, you know, down the river fishing and that, you know what I mean, like, he's been gone for some time now, he committed suicide about 12 years ago, so, you know, I think that's sort of what was in the back of my mind when I done that, you know? But, yeah, look, I'm really happy with the way it turned out, you know? Sort of it really lets me know where I'm at, what level I'm at as an artist, you know what I mean? So, like, I've really started to come into my own at the moment, so...
And that teaches and shows a lot of patience, too.
Yeah,
it's looks easy to draw a dot, but, yeah, trying to do a dot painting...
Yeah, it's
not as easy as it looks.
Like, there's a lot of patience, you know, that's right. You know, everything has to be perfect or else, you know what I mean? With the way it's sort of like three different stages of it, you know, you make one mistake and your whole painting stuff, you know what I mean? You got to start from scratch. So I had to really watch every move I made, you know. But, I felt really proud and humbled to, you know what I mean? Be asked to have my design on the shirt this year, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, All the good painters that, you know, for the last, you know, 15, 16 years, you know, all the good painters around, they all go up on the wall, you know, for the NAIDOC show. So sort of that sort of let me know that I'm heading in the direction I want to be, you know. So
you're up there with them now, Brad.
Yeah, you know. So I've always wanted to sort of go into that, brother. But the thing is, you know, we can't really make a living off our art much, you know, because you got all this knockoff stuff coming from overseas. You know what I mean? And they're just smashing it on a scale that's massive for next to nothing, you know what I mean? So we can't use our culture for, you know what I mean, and sell our art to make a living, you know what I mean?
And it's harder being like an artist, I guess, from anywhere other than NT because...
They
tend to look at these... Kuris or Aboriginals or, whatever they want to identify themselves as up there. And they look at them as the traditional...
Yeah, authentic. It's the authentic art, you know, yeah.
And then they look at us and see with our artwork, it's like it's not as authentic as theirs because we haven't got that dark skin or anything.
That's right. You know, and like sort of the styles down this way is more of a contemporary style, you know what I mean? Like... up there, it's sort of a lot of, you know, it's an old traditional style, you know, like, it doesn't change the stuff they do up there, you know what I mean, a lot of dots and stuff like that, but sort of down here, we've sort of just modernised it a bit, you know what I mean, but that doesn't make it any less authentic than anything else that's out there, you know what I mean? Personally, you know, it doesn't matter what anyone thinks anyways, you know, as long as the artist is happy with what he's putting out. Well, you know what I mean? You should be able to hold
his
head high, you know?
Art is a representation of the artist, so...
Yeah, well, that's right, exactly. Yeah.